Paul Allen has been coming to Palau, taking vacation, taking his mega yacht in Palau for so many years. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's looking into Palau for this new technology to combat illegal fishing. And I think also Paul Allen was one of the producers of this series called The Ocean Warriors, and one of them was shot in Palau. So Paul Allen has been coming to Palau, so he knows about Palau for a long time.
So clearly he has a lot of affection for Palau, but if this technology that he's looking to test works, this could have a huge impact for Palau in terms of tracking illegal fishing in what will be an area where commercial fishing is banned, of course, in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, Palau is in a transition period. Actually, it's almost 2 years since Palau signed into law, declaring 80% of its economic zone as a no-fishing zone and slowly banning commercial fishing. And one of those challenges is policing its waters. And so it has been getting a lot of support outside, not only with additional boats that are coming in from Japan, and then Australia is also changing its patrol boat in Palau by 2018. And one of the plans of the Marine Sanctuary is to bring in new technology to help them combat illegal fishing and to ensure that they will be able to conduct an effective maritime surveillance.
What do we know about how Skylight, as it's called, is designed to work?
This was announced by Paul Allen in the sidelines of our Ocean Conference in Malta, which President Remeng Asau attended. And the president said that new technology will be implemented in December, but will be up and running in 2018. And the news report says Skylight system uses satellite imagery and data analysis to help spot and catch unlicensed fishing boats. The technicality, we don't know yet, but it was described as same domain awareness system that helped stop elephant poaching in Africa.
So once it's been tested, if it proves successful, what will happen then? Is there a suggestion that Paul Allen, who's a very wealthy man, of course, he's a multi-billionaire, is there a suggestion he would essentially donate this system to Palau?
That's a good question. This technology actually hasn't been discussed too much, but come December, we will know more about how it's going to be implemented in Palau. And there's also this maritime radar system that the U.S. is also going to install in Palau. So we'll see how this help from outside will help Palau combat illegal fishing.